Track 3. Churchfield.
Another stop, another school site. Following the passing of the 1870 Education Act, two further schools were built in the parish. Until 2011, one of them was to your right. To your left, and opposite the former board school for girls and infants, stands New Street. According to late 18th century tradition, this may have been the original location of Shurland Church, as Gladwin Turbot, author of A History of Shurland and Higham, explains.
The theory was that the church shouldn't be there. It should have been, say, near Higham, because Shurland and Higham are the same parish now, but they were quite distinct communities. Higham is a very old village on the Roman road. Shurland isn't on the Roman road. Why was there no church at Higham? And I think the theory was that originally the first church ought to be near Higham, but for some reason or other it was magically moved across to where it now is, which is a bit far-fetched, but that was the idea.
It was in a 1794 edition of the Gentleman's Magazine that J.P. Malcolm raised the idea.
If you like legendary tales, the vulgar will tell you a good one. There is a field which I have been in near the town called the Church Field. They say the church was primarily erected there, but that, in one night, it was carried away and safely placed in its present situation.
Being midway between the villages of Shurland and Higham, it is certainly a logical position to build an early church, and maps from the 18th and 19th century refer to a field here as Church Lands and Church Close. Yet Gladwin believes there is a more logical answer.
Field names are very interesting and quite informative. If something's called a church field, well, it just might only mean that it was actually owned by the church, and there are probably lots of church fields.
With the construction of New Street's terraced houses, the last miners' cottages to be built in the area, any evidence has now been surely lost. Stay on the school side of the road and continue along the A61 to cross over Goose Green Lane. Follow Chesterfield Road uphill and around the 90-degree right-hand bend. Listen to track 4 beside Bramble Cottage at the junction of Well Lane.